This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, editor of the website TV Worth Watching, sitting in for Terry Gross. Paul Simon's 1986 album Graceland introduced the world to the singing of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. This a cappella group was already well known in its native South Africa for singing both traditional Zulu music and original compositions. The founder and leader of the group was Joseph Shabalala, who died Tuesday at the age of 78. If you ever saw the group in concert or on TV, he was the one wearing the microphone headset. When he was in his teens, Shabalala left his rural village to find work in the nearby city of Durban. It was there that he started singing in vocal groups with other men who had similarly left their homes to work in the mines and factories. Shabalala's groups used to perform in local music competitions, and they always won. Eventually, they were asked to retire from competition and give other groups a chance. That's when they turned professional. Terry Gross spoke with Joseph Shabalala in 1991, the year after his group's Two Worlds, One Heart album was released. Let's start with a song from that album.
Ubana baqhuphi bomlando na
Bonanso ke
Indlandla Indlandlale
Bona
ucilo usishayendu
Bonanso ke
Indlandla Indlandlale ucilo usishayendu
Bonanso
ke Indlandla
Indlandlale nakanhlala madudu
ucilo usishayendu
Ziphi
Ziphi Zimbongi zakithi madudu zithule zingasayikhulu.
Joseph Shabalala, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
You've traveled such a big distance in your life in terms of meeting different cultures and becoming known around the world. I'm interested in where you started, like where you lived when you were growing up, what kind of life you had, what kind of work.
Oh my God, when you take my mind back like that, I was just on a farm sitting in that hut, and then around that fire, I was a head boy.
You were?
Head boy, looking after cattle, looking after goats and sheep. Nobody knows that. It's unbelievable to see myself around, including Russia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, even my people, even my mother, sometimes she used to cry and said, now you follow your name, because my father gave me a very good name called Peggy Zizwe, which means save the nation. And my mother used to say, now you follow your name. It is something good. It's unbelievable.
When you were herding sheep, was it?
Yes, sheep, goats, and cattle.
Did you sing a lot then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's where I feel that I have music, because at a time I just compose new song and sing. Even my guys, the guys who were working together with them, they used to say, you have new things all the time. You sing new song. I said, no, it just comes itself spontaneously.
Would it be imposing to ask you to maybe sing one of the kind of song you'd sing back then when you were young?
Let me squeeze my mind back. I remember the song I used to sing for my cousin. Oh, my God. Oh, that song just... And the song says, Waqitha umuzi ukhathazile ngokwaliwa indoda ngokulihatha. Waqitha umuzi ukhathazile ngokwaliwa indoda ngokulihatha. And there was another song I used to just to criticize my cousin. Waqhubuzela wabheka phansi njengomakoti. Umakoti lo wayebona abantu bemzini. Waqhubuzela wabheka phansi. That is Zulu dance. I was criticizing my cousin because he was afraid of girls. I said, all the time when you see girls, you just look down like a bride. What's wrong with you? Yeah, he liked that song, but he said, oh yeah, you criticize me, but he liked the harmony.
I want to play something that one of your groups recorded in 1967.
Ooh.
And this is Umamalo.
Umamalo.
What does Umamalo mean?
Which means, this is my mother.
Let's hear it.
Umamalo lo angkongaladu. Obege se ngaliwa.
Umamalo ngangingalang. Umamalo ngangingalang.
Joseph Shabalala is my guest, the founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You're known around the world now, and that recognition came at the beginning as a result of the album that you recorded with Paul Simon, the Graceland record. How did he find you?
In fact, Paul Simon, before he left America, he heard about Black Mambazo.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he arrived in Johannesburg, he just named my name. He said, I want to see Joseph Shabalala, the leader of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I know a little bit about Paul Simon, especially the show which they did in Central Park with Garfunkel.
All right.
That one was popular even in South Africa, talking about 500,000 people who was in there. Some other press says million of people who was in Central Park. And then I used to listen his record from my neighbor called Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then when I went to him, that was my first time to see him. And then he said to me, Joseph, I like to work together with the group. And I asked him, what kind of working? I'm talking about music. I said, oh, if you talk about music to me, that's my life. It's okay, let's do it. But that day I was very hurry because we have a show. And then we talk with him not more than 5 minutes. And then I rushed to the show. When I came to my group, I told my group that, guys, I was looking Paul Simon straight to his eyes, and I discovered that that man is sent by God to open the gates. I think now this is the time to spread our culture and its tradition. Even themselves, they believe what I say. It takes about, that was February, October. And then October, we got telex from Paul Simon. He wrote that telex from New York. And he said, Black Mambazo, let us come together and practice and record together in London. He sent a damn. He was singing alone. And he was playing, an organ. Homeless, homeless, we moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. And he was imitating my brother. Grr, grr, she, she, grr. And we just laughed. And then he welcomed me to compose, put Zulu English. And then I composed the song. From the beginning, I begin in Zulu. Emaweni, we baba, slale maweni. Baba, sisize, siyahlupheka, we abanda, which means, Father, we sleep in the cliff. It is very cold in the cliff. Almighty, help us. And then I continue in English. Strong wind destroyed our homes. We come together in London. We practice only one day and then we record. That was wonderful working with a musician. Paul Simon is a musician, pure musician.
We
What were your first impressions the first time you started singing in the United States with Paul Simon, and you're singing in a really different kind of context than you were used to? I don't even know if you had performed with white people in the audience before, had you?
Exactly. That was my first time singing for the large audience, those multitude of people in Holland, in that arena for 2 days. That was February. That was something new in my mind, even to sing for only white people. It was amazing when Paul Simon introduced Black Mambazo, and then they welcomed us with their warm hands. At the middle of the song, when we were singing the song Nomatemba, which means hope, when we sang that song, at the middle of the song, the people were screaming and clapping hands. They encouraged us. And then we discovered that, the music is universal language. It knows no boundaries. People have the blood. They caught this, the melody, the harmony. And then we feel at home.
Awa, 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 try it like a leg and chan.
Awa, awa,
go to since win is an arm chan.
Awa, awa,
Sibona, Quince, Kaganja.
Awa, awa,
Amandumbasane.
She's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Play an example of the kind of singing that you're doing now. This is from your recent record, and this track that we're going to hear was produced by George Clinton, the funk star. And yeah. I think it's kind of interesting that a group like yours, which is much more rooted in South African tradition, should have teamed up with one of the fathers of funk, George Clinton. Why did you two come together?
In fact, I'm a person who like many many different things, but I love the way George Clinton put together his music and those noise. And I said, these guys like Black Mambazo when they put their noise in the middle of the song. I said, no, we must come together and work together. And I first listened his show in Los Angeles. And then after that, I talked to my manager and then we come together.
Do you have very different styles of working?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. We just put Zulu in that funk. Funk and Zulu.
Well, let's hear how it sounds. This is from the Ladysmith Black Mambazo record, Two Worlds, One Heart. This is the piece, Scatter the Fire. That's Ladysmith Black Mambazo and a track produced by funkster George Clinton.
I love when George Clinton's son says, check this out, man.
And you say it too after him.
Yes, I say, you check this out.
So how do you like rap? I mean, do you...
I like it very much. In fact, I like all beautiful music. But my favorite is gospel.
And on this record too, you sing something with the Winans, the American gospel group.
Oh, yes.
The American gospel group. Well, did you hear gospel music growing up? What kind of music did you sing in church?
No. When I grew up on the farm, I don't know nothing about church.
But I know you're a minister now, which is why I'm thinking of church.
Yes, I repent, in fact. I dedicate myself to God. It was 1976, January.
I've always heard about you that you're not very political. Is that true?
Oh, yes, I'm not political. I'm a Christian man. Although I point some other things, I just point good and bad things, especially how to be good to God, how to praise God, how to respect, how to forgive each other, which I think it covers everything, like pointing those people who are homeless. It came to be homeless people, and it came to even those people who were, but they are homeless because of we are just visiting here in this world. Our home is in heaven. We are going to sing before God. We just remind the people their way. Mm.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Joseph Shabalala spoke to Terry Gross in 1991. The founder of the South African singing group Ladysmith Black Mambazo died Tuesday. He was 78 years old. Coming up, film critic Justin Chang reviews And Then We Danced, the controversial film about life and love in the country of Georgia. This is Fresh Air.